No, it was kind of a bucket list thing for the longest time. Then my son works for the post office, and he has to, he's a plant maintenance, and he has to go to Norman, Oklahoma frequently, a couple times a year at least, for training. They train them on the machines that they have to fix. And so I had to go out there, pick him up once. He got in an accident out there, and he had all his tools out there and everything, so it was just easier to go pick him up. And I got off, I did a little bit of it then. That was just recently, within the last, 5 years anyhow. And so it was the first time I'd ever actually been on it in any meaningful sense. And not long, you know, not a great deal of it, but I've always wanted to do the whole darn thing. It's kind of a bucket list thing. Motorcycle in particular would be good. But I haven't been riding in a number of years, so... you know, I'd have to get out there and get my acumen back. Last time I was out on one, in any great sense. Well, I mean, about 5 years ago, and before that, I was back out on it pretty good. But I noticed that, you know, my skills are not as honed as they once were when I was, you know, an avid rider. But, yes, 66, definite bucket list item. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, we have family in Mesa, Arizona. So, in fact, I was just out there not too long ago, earlier in the spring, and my wife and I drove out, and it's a long drive. But I still get a kick on Route 66, and yeah, I'm familiar with that area where your son was. You know, Oklahoma, there's a nice stretch of it that runs alongside of that highway out there. But, you know, I actually was given a set of maps specifically for Route 66, and it tells you all the sections that are drivable and those where bridges are no longer, the road ends, so it's kind of cool. I mean, they have the, you know, companies actually make the maps and keep them updated so that if you wanted to try Route 66, you know, you can run a good portion of it. But, yeah, very good. Wow, this has been great. How close are you to work?